Democrat Abigail Spanberger flip-flops on campaigning with Joe Biden as his approval continues to plummet. By Jacob Bliss on June 30, 2022. Representative Abigail Spanberger, DVA, continues to flip-flop on President Joe Biden as his approval ratings have settled in the low 30s. This week, when Spanberger was asked if she would campaign with Biden in her district, rated as a toss-up, she said, "I intend to do the campaigning myself. I am the candidate. It's my name on the ballot." In fact, the Congresswoman even dodged the question of whether she would support Biden in 2024 if he runs for a second term. However, given that she is a Democrat who has voted with Biden 100% of the time, Spanberger's comments come as a surprise to some and could be an attempt to look more moderate and independent of Biden ahead of a tough primary. The president recently saw the lowest approval rating of his presidency earlier this month. It dropped down to 32% with 57% expressing disapproval on the CIVIC's rolling job approval average, which gave him a total net approval of negative 25. Spanberger has criticized Biden's political judgment in the past but has also welcomed the president to her district to discuss his far-left agenda in February. Breitbart News reported in February that Spanberger welcomed him to her congressional district. In addition to tweeting out support for the president upon his arrival in her district, saying she was glad to welcome Biden to Virginia's 7th district. Before Biden took the stage, Spanberger said to the audience that she wanted to welcome President Biden and his team to her district. She added that she is proud to bring the president to her district. It appears the congresswoman has been unable to decide on a campaign tactic. This came after last November when she expressed criticism of Biden, his administration, and his agenda. Her sudden reversal may have been a ploy to look more moderate since it happened after Republicans swept the state election, taking back the governorship, the lieutenant governorship, the attorney generalship, and the state house. She has criticized him and his agenda, saying, "Nobody elected him to be FDR. They elected him to be normal and stop the chaos." Additionally, in November, when the gas prices first started to increase across the country rapidly, Spanberger said during an interview that the responsibility ultimately falls on Biden and that she was proud to be among the members of Congress sounding the alarm on the issue of high gas prices. During another interview, she also criticized the Afghanistan withdrawal that Biden botched, saying, "I think it was a disaster. I think it was chaotic. I think it was really, really hard to watch. Particularly for anyone who's ever spent time in Afghanistan or spent years of their lives focused on kind of the future and the possibility that existed in Afghanistan," she added. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.